and Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Iran's drone and missile attack against Israel has the potential to escalate, something the Biden administration is trying to avoid.
The United States is really trying to keep Israel from the escalation risk that could happen here, really trying to keep them from making this into a wider regional war.
CBS's Margaret Brennan. Former President Trump's hush money trial begins in New York tomorrow. Political analyst Larry Sabato with what Trump's attorneys hope to do during jury selection.
The Trump team's challenge is to get one strong Trump supporter on the jury, someone who won't fold. Now, that's easier said than done.
The case involves payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels during Trump's first presidential campaign. Eight people have been shot in Chicago, Deputy Police Chief Don Jerome.
Upon arriving, they discovered multiple people shot on the block.
A seven-year-old girl was killed. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is having a green energy construction boom. As Mike Mohn reports, that's good news for Wisconsin's unionized construction workers.
Four major utilities operating in Wisconsin recently announced a pledge to hire union workers for clean energy development tied to federal incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Kent Miller of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council says it paves the way for a smoother transition to more wind, solar, and similar projects.
With the commitment from the utilities to make sure that the wages and benefits are the same standard as legacy energy, it allows workers to focus on updating their skill sets to meet the needs of the project and not worry about are there concessions and wages and benefits.
In earlier phases of renewable energy construction, Miller says some project leaders focused on bringing in out-of-state non-union contractors. Now that Wisconsin labor organizations have a seat at the table, Miller says the next challenge is getting more advance notice before a project breaks ground so they can ramp up recruiting well ahead of time. For example, Miller says a utility-scale solar development requires a lot of labor, and they want as many people as possible to know about potential openings. He says that includes apprenticeships.
Somebody could start their apprenticeship career, complete their apprenticeship, and become a journey worker through the duration of a utility-scale solar project.
He points to the Paris Solar Farm project in Kenosha County, which at its peak had nearly 150 laborers. Of the apprentices, 70% were women or people of color. Analysts say the hiring pledge and associated projects could lead to nearly 19,000 construction jobs that come with prevailing wages. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers in Baltimore against the Orioles. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins and Jake Bowers. Top of the fourth.
Bowers, right center, deep. Santander back. Gone! The Brewers have the lead. What a bomb from Bowers.
Bally Sports Wisconsin, a three-run shot, made it 8-5. The Brewers went on to win 11-5 over Baltimore. Milwaukee now off to its best start since 1989 and 1982 when they went to the World Series.
Yeah, we had great at-bats. Guys are setting the bar pretty high for themselves, you know, how to conduct ABs, and hopefully our young guys will keep learning from the guys doing it. I mean, Terang, what can you say, man? Bauer's home run, so great to get him off the schneid and get his first one out of the way, and he's played such brilliant defense, and I'm really proud of him. You know, he's a great kid, and that homer was huge.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allbault, Monday noon to 2. Will Matt Flynn run for Supreme Court? We'll find out. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see plentiful sunshine today at gusty northwest winds and highs in the lower 70s. Clear and low 40s tonight. Winds will be a little lighter. On your Monday, increasing clouds in upper 60s. Monday night, there will be a chance of showers. This should be after midnight. Currently 46 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Now's the perfect time to drive in the moment with the rugged and capable Ridgeline, Passport, and Pilot. Find your adventure with great offers now available on the Honda you want. And when you're driving a Honda, you're driving the brand named Kelly.
Music of the Stars is on the air. The Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Louie. And you're the best audience anywhere. Early spring. Two nice words, I like to say them, even in the winter. Early spring. This is a sad song, really. We're talking about colors today. Colors. Somebody said colors are the smiles of nature. I like that. This is Percy Faith. Oh, you'll hear more of this. We're on till high noon. It's a language, actually. Colors. It's like music. My dad called music the universal language. Paul Gauguin said, colors are the language of dreams. I like that. This is Percy Faith. It's our torch arm. Back in the 60s, Mitzi Gaynor had a TV show once a year.
This is one of our willow boxes. This is just filled with some of the things that we had started gathering for her while I was pregnant.
Yep.
There's her little baby book.
Babies like colors, don't they? No, they do. I mean, I remember as a kid, blue was mine. Yeah, blue. Here's Barbara Streisand and the music of the stars. This is a torch song, and the torch is burning. Mitzi Gaynor was on in 1968 with a TV show that was so unforgettable, it's still available to you. I'll have that for you in just a bit. Peter Matz was the orchestra with Barbara Streisand. Poor guy doesn't get enough credit.
For those who fancy coloring books, as certain people do, here's a new one for you. A most unusual coloring book, the kind you never see. Crayons ready, very well, begin to color.
Lover is Blue, arranged by Jimmy Mundy.
Frank Sinatra, Tommy Dorsey.
yesterday we were gay. I was high on a rainbow, but now there's no rainbow. You've gone, and so a lover is blue. Life was sweet, so complete. Now I suddenly waken to find I'm forsaken, alone. Reminds me of something that binds me to you, and so a lover is blue.
What was that little feedback there? Let me see what we can do. Here, I got that. Okay, I've got Mitzi Gaynor was promised. I got to tell you, Mitzi had a special every year. Tops on the ratings on television. Here's Mitzi. The year 1968. This is available on YouTube.
day you're gone.
We have a little gag that we do for the opening song. See what you think.
Perry Como with Irving Berlin's Blue Sky. Right off television.
And the days hurry and by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies all day long. The days hurry and by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies from now
stars. Ella Fitzgerald.
Skies do I see, blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Be
With Paul Weston's orchestra. Paul could swing when he wanted to. Color is blue.
Time was when blue was the saddest. Sadder than that. Blue was the bluest. Blue can be blue. No one seemed to care. Least of all blue. No, blue wasn't making it. But then, on a Thursday of a year, who can remember except blue? Something sudden happened. Blue went as high as sky is high. Flipped fathoms up. Began to swing easy, sensibly, the way swings should be swung, like birds sing a song. Now everyone loves the new blue, 'cause it's the truest. You will too. When you see this blue, true blue, too true, true blue, too true.
Blue gardenia, now I'm alone. So blue. She has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near her heart. After the teardrops died,
teardrops too high.
Waiter, two more.
I'd live for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower. Then the petals fell. Passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories.
Dark, cynical, mysterious world of film noir. The movie from one of the pioneering directors of the genre, Fritz Lang. Lang's most significant movies came early in his career while working in Germany. He demonstrated his mastery of German expressionism in a couple of landmark films, The Thriller M and the sci-fi classic Metropolis. But after leaving Germany for Hollywood, Lang made a series of crime thrillers in the 40s and 50s with the gritty realism and the obsessive, threatening themes that came to define the film noir style, including The Woman in the Window, The Big Heat, While the City Sleeps, and the movie we have coming up next. It's from Warner Brothers in 1953, The Blue Gardenia. Ann Baxter stars as a young woman who agrees to go out with a playboy after learning her fiancé is dumping her for another woman. Her lascivious date, played by Raymond Burr, plies her with wine, but not enough to stop her from fending off his advances. It was enough wine, however, to cause her to pass out. After fleeing his apartment the next morning with little recollection of what happened, she learns he's been murdered and she can't help but suspect herself. The movie also features Richard Conte, Ann Southern, and George Reeves, star of the Superman TV series. And Nat King Cole puts in an appearance as himself singing the title song. The script is based on a novel by Vera Caspary, who wrote another terrific murder mystery adapted for the big screen, Laura. Caspary was a good friend of director Fritz Lang, and their styles were a good match given Lang's film noir sensibilities. From 1953, here's The Blue Gardenia.
A flower reminds me of places we used to walk to. Now the evening finds me with only a flower to talk to. Teardrops start. Where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower. Passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories.
tell.
Michigan, Len Osser. Sid Russell wrote that. The High Lows are next up. Gene Peerling's masterwork out of Milwaukee. Gene, and there's a road name for them near Watertown. The color is blue. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Franks, Mr. Blue, the High Lows. Diana Trask became a country and western singer, but before that, she was with Mitch Miller on Columbia. Here she is, early Diana.
When I was very young, the world was
as merry as a carousel. The circus tent was drawn with every star in the sky. Above the ring I loved so well. Now the young world has grown old. Gone are the tinsel and gold. Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do?
Only did that thing with all the guys out there. Oh, that was the number one 1960-61 number one show on television. Mitch Miller. Speaking of Little Girls Blue, here's Vera Ellen, some of the gals on MGM with Three Little Girls in Blue.
Well, I was. I'd like you to know that I know what I like. And I like Mike. Thank you.
Liz.
Wanted to do a dramatic part. They just wouldn't let her. They said, "You're a dancer. Let me act." She goes, "Well, that's acting," MGM would say. Never got her dream and died in loneliness, I'm sorry to say. What a star, Vera Ellen. Unforgettable in, well, so many things. How about White Christmas? The Andrews Sisters.
Up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knockdown shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-speed combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lift. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs, but the treat of the treat is when the service goes fine 8-speed. You want to spend the rest of your bright down at the house of blue light. We'll have a time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tubes like they should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats, just really down a path, a welcome map. Fall in there and we'll see some sights down at the house of blue light.
Welcome back, all in there, and we'll see you.
50s again. Even Jerry Lee Lewis did a version. Jeanette McDonald, Leo Robin, Richard Whiting, Lee Harlan.
Beyond the Blue.
is one of my favorite comedy movies. I know you never heard of it. MGM.
Situation here, a walking mint. Why, this guy's bigger than... You can't find Smokey Calloway?
I'll be waiting for you where the tumbleweed is blue, where you find life is peaceful all day.
That's Howard Keel, great untrained baritone. A boy, could he sing, huh?
Waco, Texas.
When?
August 13th.
He's a cowboy star that's vanished.
Powerful, lot to remember. Powerful, that's a good word.
Nobody can find him, so they find a double.
And a
fixin' to. Yeah, fixin' to, and mighty.
Mighty what?
Well, mighty anything. That's real cowboy talk.
Hey, wait a minute, partner. This ain't no Western. Calloway went that away.
I'll be waiting.
Stars. All right, news next on the Columbia Broadcasting System.
See them tumbling down.
I'll be right back.
Pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free, I'll be found. Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
The music of the stars.
Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find. Just where the trail will wind. Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
The musical. That away. I'm Lou Regani, the music of the star.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.